This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged. Just Emma and Dave here with you today.
How are we?
Something absolutely crazy, and I'm not going to say too much about this and tease you, but something... something quite...
Don't start a story that you can't finish.
Well, I'm doing a little tease and I'm telling you that we'll be able to talk about it on the show in a few days' time.
We don't tease on the podcast.
Something very memorable, maybe not in a good way, happened to me yesterday that I will remember for the rest of my life. And I need it to be vetted before I can make it to air.
I'm trying to think of what could potentially be.
Don't even get that carried away with it. You'll hear it and be shocked.
If you were listening to a podcast and they said, we have the greatest fucking story to ever tell you, we're not going to tell you.
Yes,
right,
lots of people do that. And they come back on Wednesday to hear it.
So is it Wednesday that's happening? Tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. I just use that as a hypothetical for if a random podcast. Hopefully later this week.
So we have an unreal story for you. We don't know when we're going to tell it to you.
Okay, don't shit all over it, Dave.
I am shitting all over it. I want to know the story.
You can't.
And you're teasing it. And it's pointlessly teasing because you don't know when we're going to actually get that euphoria, that there's the story. That's all I wanted to hear.
I told the story to my friend Emer and my boyfriend Jack yesterday and both cried from laughter. Cried.
Oh my God. I watched as you told it to Callum from outside the window and he put his head on the table. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Anyway, all will be revealed.
That cannot be the podcast intro. Something else.
Okay. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
I'm so sorry about her.
If you're happy and you know it and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Morning. Welcome to our favorite day of the week.
Oh, I love a Tuesday, me.
Best
Just
of best.
So fun. Much better than Monday.
Yeah, I agree.
Which was, oh my God, mental yesterday.
What happened?
Just the most insane evening ever. Because I ordered Chinese.
Oh, go on, Dave, on a Monday.
On a Monday.
You're giving up before you even try.
Am I well? No.
I'm not going to lie. I was in Nuckerove Shopping Centre yesterday and I walked past Burger King and I was like...
Go on, did you?
I didn't, but I really wanted to. And then I was like, well, I just go in and get a Coke Zero. And then I was like,
I'm disappointed, man.
Go home and have your avocado. Boring. So go on. How was your takeaway?
It was good, right? So I ordered it. And then 10 minutes later, I was like, I've just ordered a spice bag. Without curry sauce.
Oh, what a dramatic situation.
I know. Yeah, and I ordered it for delivery, so I rang them up. I was like, listen, any chance you could add a curry sauce? She's like, it's already out for delivery.
No!
I was like, oh, for God's sake. So it arrived. I took it in. I said, thank you very much. I got in the car and I drove to the restaurant. No, it's only in Ranelagh. So
and did you have to smell it the whole way then in the car? Did you bring it with you?
No, I left it at home.
Okay, yeah.
And, so I get to the restaurant and I'm like, can I just get curry sauce off you?
Yeah.
She's like, okay. She was like, are you the guy on the phone?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. She's like, okay. She was like, kind of looking at me going, there's no real point that you got delivery.
No,
you could have just come and collected.
Totally, absolutely.
And she said, so I said, yeah, I'll just buy the curry sauce. And she said, cool, it's cash only.
No. I'm at the end of my tether.
I was like, when have I ever had cash ever?
When am I going to freak out?
And I was like, oh, for God's sake. I was like, what am I going to do here?
She took my delivery online.
So she had a brilliant idea.
What did she say?
She said, why don't you order it again? Why don't you order it on Just Eat? And for collection. So I actually had to watch me order curry sauce.
No, for Christ's sake, are you serious? God. Why are we like this?
She had to watch me order curry sauce. I had to pay 50 cent fees to Just Eat. And then she was like, yeah, that's gone through, turned around and gave me the curry sauce.
No, all of it hurts me.
Look, I had the curry for my Chinese. I was happy out.
Was it gone cold when you got home?
No, it was all right. It was all right. It was all good.
Now that is stress central.
It was such a nightmare.
That was your punishment for getting the Chinese.
It's exactly right.
Hit music, baby, I just wanna wait.
David Guetta, One Republic, and I Don't Wanna Wait. This is Spin Morning.
Good morning.
So Pitchfork have done something a little bit crazy, considering we're only in...
They went after Rogers again, did they?
2024. Pitchfork being kind of the music... what would you say? It's like a media outlet. It's a magazine, essentially. It's online.
Am I really uncool that I've never heard of them?
Pitchfork.
Never in my life.
It doesn't make you uncool at all, but I suppose in our jobs, there'd be a lot of looking up music. Pitchfork is fairly reputable. It'd be up there with like NME.
Okay.
As like a music slash entertainment slash cool. Decent place to hang out. Good journalism, good music journalism. So what they've done is they have gone and released their top 100 songs of the decade so far. An interesting thing to do when we're not even 5 years into the decade.
This is interesting.
Mm. And I was reading kind of the little blurb about it. The journalist who was behind it sounded like they had a ball working on this for weeks.
Imagine. I feel like you'd have a ball doing
that. I'm so jealous. They've spent weeks just listening to music and going through charts and thinking about like public perception and even things like how it's socially relevant and if it's powerful in any way type thing. But I was a bit disappointed because I kind of had my journalistic hat on in my head and I thought, oh wow, this is a bit of me. I bet you all know them all because I am such a music expert. No! In the top 10, I'm familiar with one.
No!
Song. The same stat is relevant for the top 20.
Oh my God.
There is one song I am familiar with, okay? I'm going to walk you through this. Again, these are songs that have been released between the year 2020 and 2024. Now it's at the latter part, so we're covering more or less 5 years here.
This is insane. I can't believe you only know like basically two songs out of 20. Mm.
In at number 92 is this.
Don't say it isn't fair. You clearly
Billy.
Weren't aware that you made me miserable.
Okay, but what's the credentials of this dude?
That's the thing. This is just them, but they're reputable and what they say goes and is like kind of rated.
I thought it was Billboard. I thought we all listened to Billboard.
We listen to Billboard, we listen to NME, we listen to Pitchfork. That's just the crack. Right. We don't listen to TMZ, but their facts are normally pretty good.
Okay.
That's just how it works, Dave. These are the rules.
Fair.
Okay. In at number 92, Billie Eilish and Happier Than Ever. Okay, moving way back into the top 50. In at number 42 is a song that's not out very long and it deserves it. In my journalist's opinion. That is, of course, is Chapel Roan and Good Luck, Babe. Now, there's a song that came in at number 34, and it's absolute drivel.
Okay.
It's from someone called Sexy Red. I say sexy because
Sexy Red, yeah.
Two Y's.
I've heard of Sexy Red.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, she is on, like, I think that mainly her songs get used on TikTok.
Ah. And the song that is in at number 34, pretty damn good, is a song called Ski Ye.
Ski Ye.
Ski Ye.
Okay.
Skeeyee. Okay, I'm actually already singing along to it. Maybe it's more catchy than I get credit for.
Oh, that's dreadful.
Yeah, it's quite bad, isn't it?
That's quite disappointing.
Mm, yeah.
Just like as a song.
At this point now, I just felt...
Like as a song, that's disappointing. Not the fact that it's in the top 100. That's just disappointing as a song.
I would agree with you, yeah.
Ski-yee.
Oh, yeah.
It's like when... what was his name? Timothée Chalamet and Pete... thing were on SNL and we were like yeet yeet skirt skirt.
Oh, yeah it's like trying so hard to be cool and relevant. And at number 30 is our Sabrina. You can't really argue with that. In fairness, it's been such a massive smash. Now at 30, Sabrina Carpenter, you've heard the reputableness of what's gone on so far, but we go into number 22 and we're met with this.
Now from the top make it drop, that's some wet.
I don't know what the cultural significance of that song was. I'm not sure what the message was. Don't get me wrong, it's an absolute banger, and you may be sure I'll be good giving it socks in the car. But I don't know.
I love it.
Now,
I'm happy with that placement, to be honest. I think that is iconic.
It is. Do you know what? You're right. There's something quite iconic about that song.
Iconic.
It's savage, it's in your face, it's saying it as it is, it's girls saying the things that guys have been saying for years. Do you know what? I take back what I said. Go on, Cardi and Megan.
I don't even think guys have been saying that for years.
They've been saying bits. In at number 3, very high on the list, is a song we're playing at Spin a lot at the moment.
Okay.
They not like us. They not like
number 3,
us.
Dave. Like us. That's pretty good going.
That is good. You were right on this song.
And the song, in my opinion, yeah, because I wrote this. Bearing in mind, that was the song I said I'm the only one that I'm familiar with in the top 20.
Oh my God.
That's that one. And at number 1 is a song I have never, ever heard
typical.
In my life.
Typical.
Lana Del Rey.
Big time.
Playing video games.
It's you.
Oh my God.
Oh, for you.
That's disappointing.
I bet you they'd be like, we have to go something rogue for number one to look.
Yeah, definitely.
This is Spin.
A much better day than I had yesterday. I had to go to the orthodontist.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Basically, I have these metal permanent retainers at the back of my teeth. They fell out a couple of weeks ago. Well, the top one did anyway. The bottom one fell out like over a year ago.
It makes you really scared. As soon as you lose the bar, you think, they're going to go crazy.
Literally.
This is the only thing holding my life together.
That's what I thought. So I was like, right, it's been a couple of weeks. I definitely need to just make sure. Because I could feel them in my teeth. They were a little bit, you know, too sensitive and too, like, easily... I feel like if I touch them, they'd be like, oh, I could move.
Do you know what I mean? Get that, yeah. Better not eat an apple, just in case.
Exactly that kind of vibe. Luckily, I don't eat apples. You're supposed to keep the bar, right, that falls out. It doesn't really fall out. It just kind of, you eat something, it obviously...
It breaks off
and you have to basically pull the rest of it off.
And I think as well at that stage when you've probably had it in since a teenager, like that glue can't be that good.
No, yeah, dead right. So I had to go to the orthodontist and sort that. I went into the waiting room of the orthodontist. It was in Drogheda as well, so I had to go home. But there was one person in the waiting room, and then he went in. I was like, Grant, I'm next. And then another person came in and they got in before me.
Ah, here.
And then another person came in and they got in before me.
Ah, no.
I was like, are they being let in because they're late? Because I was early. I'm on time. Mm. I was fuming.
Any good magazines knocking around?
No, there was mainly just like kids, like kids' books and things like that. I was fine. I don't think they're ever touched now that we have phones.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? So anyway, went in, and to be fair to him, he was just like, hi, David. And I was like, hello. And he was like, long time no see. And I was like, yeah, it has. Nothing's changed. You still have all those books in your thing. And he was like, I think it's been 8 years. I was like, oh my God, it's been 8 years since I've went to this orthodontist who did my braces and things like that. And anyway, I explained what I wanted done or whatever. And he said, yeah, no problem. And I gave him the metal bar for the back of my teeth. He was like, yeah, that's no use to me whatsoever.
And you were actually off air yesterday sweating about this metal bar. You were like, I think it's at my granny's house. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to my granny's house and get the bar. What am I going to do without the bar?
Yeah, I was honestly like, okay, I had to make a pit stop in Finglas to get the bar. And I remember like driving the M50, be like, don't forget to go to Finglas so I can get the bar.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was absolutely pointless. He threw it in the bin the second he saw it.
Brilliant.
He was like, yeah, that's, I don't know what you thought I'd use this for. Yeah. It was mangled, to be fair. I have never had so much stuff in my mouth.
Oh
my God, it was insane. There was two suction pipes. I don't know what the two suction pipes were for.
You must have been very busy.
But there was a point where there was so much suction to kind of towards the back of my throat that I was just like, what do I do here? So I just started going, trying to get it up for him. Because I was like, my mouth was so dry. It was so dry. It was sucked. It's like SpongeBob. It's like that SpongeBob meme where he's just like a shell of himself and every bit of moisture is taken out of him. Water.
What were you doing?
I was like... just like, there's some for you. I don't know. It was awful. He had two suction pipes. He had also a water pipe. He had an air thing that he kept blowing on my gums to, like, I don't know what he was doing there.
Sort that if you've sensitive teeth or that air thing.
And then he was like, he said to your one, he was like, I just get a tissue there. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be like pumping blood or something. I don't know what the thing. But I think the tissue was to take even more moisture out of my thing.
How spitty is your mouth?
I've no idea. He put a tissue in my mouth.
087-711-103. If you've ever shifted Dave, is he really spitty?
I'm not, I promise. Now I got the bar on and my teeth are being like pulled together.
Yeah.
Like, it's so intense that I got a headache last night at how really tight it is. But I'm actually, to be honest, I'm quite happy with it.
It goes to show that that's just the job.
Exactly. So there's a reason for them. He didn't put them on the bottom when he was like, if it's been over a year, you're grand. If they haven't moved,
they've
you're grand.
They've obviously gotten used to where they need to be. Yeah,
exactly. So yeah, no more trips to the orthodontist for another 8 years, I think.
Yeah. 8 years.
Eight years.
And it's sad you only got so little time being able to touch the back of your teeth with your tongue.
Yeah. What's funny, he kept saying things to me while he was like filing my teeth.
That
like,
should be
to,
a crime.
To get the glue off. And I was like, he kept saying things that I thought were quite important. I was like, I have no idea what you're saying. So I'd have to wait 10 minutes for him to stop filing the old glue off the back of my teeth for me to be like, sorry, what did you say about 10 minutes ago? Because I have no idea.
Or stop expecting me to engage in conversation. We've got two suctions, a bit of air and water.
And a tissue.
Yes.
Yeah, it works fine. Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Your number one hit music station. This is Spin. Good morning. Hope you're there. Great chances for you to win on our show all this week with Super Value. This week we're teaming up with them, Super Value that is, to celebrate dinner time well spent. When you were growing up, Dave, did you always have to eat your dinner at the kitchen table with the family?
Always, yeah. Mm. No, it wasn't like which is funny because I only ever eat it on the couch now watching TV.
Mm.
I only ever do that. And I love that. It's so much better. So much better.
Sometimes I try to discipline myself to be like, no, sit down now and eat at the table.
Yeah.
But then you're just on TikTok.
The only reason I do that is so, like, I feel like when you sit on the couch, your knees to be up too high. Mm. So, like, when you're eating dinner, I'm like, am I digesting this as well enough as I could be?
True that.
So sometimes I'll sit at the table and sit up.
And sometimes, yeah, sometimes when I am eating on the couch, I have to do, like, a double pillow situation, cushion situation under because it's too low.
But there you go.
You know, a piece of sweet corn could go flying. Anyway, don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food. You can make yours dinner time well spent with the best fresh ingredients and expertly prepared meals from Super Value. And that is very true. I've often gone in there. If you pick up a little potato gratin freshly made from Super Value, you're going to have a dinner time well spent.
No matter what time of the day it is, if someone mentions potato gratin, I'm like, well, I'm starving now. That's all I want. Fuming. We got a 200 euro voucher to be won every single day on the show. We're going to play you a clip of one of our family or friends telling you a story about one of our dinner times. If you're able to figure out who they're talking about, whether it be Emma, Dave or Aisling, then WhatsApp us to 087 711 1038 with either the word Emma, Dave or Aisling, with your name and location as well. And 200 euro voucher could be yours if you get it right.
So who do you think, which one of us do you think this person is talking about? Have a listen.
So this person used to make me eat their vegetables at dinner and would like time me to how fast I could eat their broccoli or something. And if I ate all of it, they'd be like, no, make it look like I ate it and just like eat tiny little bits off of it. And for some reason I did it.
Wow, okay.
Interesting.
Sounds like a family member maybe of somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
Someone who doesn't like their vegetables.
Whoever it is, they sound like they're talking about someone very smart.
Someone very smart, you think? Yeah.
Like I liked when she said, make it look like I ate it.
Okay, so only eat little bits off.
Yeah, I think that's very clever.
It was kind of calculated.
Yeah, very clever.
It wasn't just gobble them down.
But who could it be?
I don't know.
I have no idea. It doesn't sound like any one of our personalities, to be honest.
Emma, Dave or Aisling in a WhatsApp. Get that over to us right now for your chance to win a 200 euro voucher with Super Value this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we're teaming up with Super Value. We're celebrating dinner time well spent.
Yeah, don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food. Make yours a dinner time well spent with the best fresh ingredients and expertly prepared meals from Super Value. We got a 200 euro voucher up for grabs.
Don't mean to be rude, but I just love that Dave's saying, don't waste dinner time eating mediocre food.
I don't know what you're about to say, but you can take it back immediately.
Oh yeah, are you getting fancy?
My Pure Power Nutritions, I've got the, you know, the stuff and fries and I've got the spice bag. I've got the chicken curry. There's nothing mediocre about them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing mediocre about them.
I'm sure.
How dare you?
And what about your lunch?
Yeah, that's pathetic.
That's fairly mediocre, I'd say. Yeah. Anthony is standing by this morning. Chances are with this win with the Super Value. What is the crack this morning, Anthony? How are you?
Very good.
What are you up to?
I'm getting ready for walk in a few minutes just across the road.
Nice one. It sounds like you're in bed, to be honest.
It does sound like you're in bed.
No. Sure, far from it. I just had the youngster up, had his breakfast. The missus comes home, takes him to school, and we both get back to work.
Fair play. What do you do, Anthony?
I'll walk to. Kitchen porter.
Oh, very good.
Class.
Deadly.
Brilliant. Very good. And what about your wife? So she works nights, does she?
No, she does the morning shift. She starts at 5.
Oh, wow.
And she's up real early in the morning. And then
hard
heads
working
off
household. You're all go.
You could say that, yeah.
Well, fair play.
Except for the young fella.
Yeah. That's all right, though, Anthony. I think we'll leave him off. He's enough to be worrying at school. Let's see if we can get you.
He has indeed.
Let's see if we can get you that 200 euro voucher. You're trying to figure out which one Emma, Dave or Aisling's family or friend is talking about at dinner time. Let's have a listen again.
So this person used to make me eat their vegetables at dinner and would like time me to how fast I could eat their broccoli or something. And if I ate all of it, they'd be like, no, make it look like I ate it and just like eat tiny little bits off of it. And for some reason I did it.
Sounds like a smart person. Who do you think that is, Anthony? Who do you think they're talking about?
I think they're talking about Dave because I've done the exact same thing with my own sister.
Well, let's have a listen and see if you're right.
I'm David's sister.
Hey!
Nice one, Sophie.
Well done. Sophie making her debut to Emma, Dave and Aisling. Very good. Yeah, Anthony, congratulations. You are spot on. I used to do that to Sophie all the time. Make her, I'd be like, all right, I'll time you. See how far you can eat my broccoli. And then she'd be like, I'd be like, no, don't make it. Don't eat the whole thing. I would never eat the whole thing. They'll never believe I've eaten the whole thing.
At least
thing.
Leave the stalk there
exactly.
or something. Just take a chomp off the top of the tree.
Exactly. See, yeah. smart. Yeah. Anthony, congratulations. €200 super value voucher is all yours.
Brilliant stuff.
Listen, have a fantastic day. Lovely to chat to you, Anthony.
See you, Anto.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye. Another chance to win the super value tomorrow. We'll hear from another one of our family or our friends. We'll do that just before 9:30 on tomorrow's show, okay? Right now, though, Cyril and Sumlin in. This has been...
You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Cyril and Sumlin in on your number one hit music station. My laziness uncovered a new life hack I'd like to share with you on this morning's show.
Go on.
I was going to change my bed sheets yesterday, but I was also thinking, my duvet could probably do with a wash, right?
The whole duvet?
I'd often wash my duvet, yeah.
Why?
Because it's dirty.
I didn't know that. Why is it dirty? It's been covered by your sheet.
It's a very slim little sheet between your body and that, no? Anyway.
How filthy are you?
That's really the wrong way to look at the story. I'm talking about, like, anyway, practicing good hygiene, you're telling me that. Anyway, Grant, what I did was I didn't take off the sheet. I just threw the whole lot in. And now I have a duvet and a clean
sheet. That's kind of genius.
And it's all done.
I like it.
Easy peasy. No stripping any beds for me.
I can't believe you wash your duvet.
I can't believe you think that's
weird.
You
weirdo. What are you going to say? You wash your towel next or something? Mad thing.
I wash my pillows.
Why?
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
I wash my pillows because I dribble.
No, of course I wash my pillows. Of course, I've never actually washed
the
duvet.
When's the last time you washed your pillow?
The actual thing that goes in the pillowcase?
Like the actual pillow.
No, never.
Coming up on 8, Padraig, what's the story out there?
Good morning, folks. There's a breakdown on the ins.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Morning. Welcome to October. What the hell?
I know. 1st of October.
An easy one to remember that. 30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest of 31.
Except for?
February. Days. In a leap year, once in 4. February has one day more.
You're almost like a rapper there. I want to speak about another rapper. His name is KSI. He's also a YouTuber. He's also a boxer. And I love him. We've actually had him on the show a couple of times.
Like him a lot, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I think he's a really cool guy. But I saw a tweet on KSI News, which is some Twitter account, last night. And it's him singing a song. And to be honest, I don't think the song sounds that bad. It sounds like this.
From the screen to the ring to the pen to the king. Where's my crown? That's my bling. Always drama when I ring.
Okay, so it's not amazing, but it's like it's not the worst thing in the world.
I've heard worse songs, yeah.
The comments. See, I feel like KSI is just one of those people that no matter what, he has such a huge fan base, but they're all like complete wind-up merchants. Do you know what I mean? Like that's all they do is just like wind them up or wind other people up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their whole banter. So the comments are just amazing underneath that tweet or like being like quote tweeting it or whatever. So that's the song. Someone said it's so fire, it's on mute. When history writes about KSI, it'll be in the chapter titled How Not To. Sounds like something I would have listened to when I was 11. Someone says, I'm gonna lie, this song is great.
I'm gonna lie.
Wow, hidden talent, keep it hidden. I'll be dishonest, this actually isn't bad. This is hard to listen to. And then Spin 103.8 are gonna do ungodly work with this. Yes, we will.
Some random person said Spin 103.8 are going to do ungodly work with this.
We are going to play that non-stop when it's out.
From the screen to the ring to the pen to the king. Where's my crown?
That's going to be played on Spin so much. Wait till you
Oh, God, Michaela Hayes is going to die.
Spin's fully charged with now.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
I'm going to be next.
It's Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Die With A Smile on your number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Play it again.
I'd actually really like to.
Do it again.
And that is the perfect level of relaxation I need in my life as I look to the week ahead.
Oh, what have you got?
I've just made some silly decisions over the last while, and I never looked at a calendar when I booked stuff in. So essentially, there's a lot of different things going on this week, and it's only last week when I sat down and actually looked at the calendar on my phone at the stuff that I've booked in, I went, I've made some silly mistakes here.
All right, what have you done?
Essentially, I leave my house on Friday morning and I don't get back until the following Thursday.
Oh, right? What?
And in that time, I need to be in three different places. Currently at the top of my stairs in my landing are three bags. One is a mini suitcase and two are big, large staying over bags.
Okay.
And I need to pack all of them correctly.
But they're not even packed yet.
No, today that's happening. I've had to actually make this list.
You've got the bags out.
The bags are out.
You're not packed.
I only put them out last night before I went to bed and I said, the moment you get home tomorrow, this must be done.
And they're on the stop on your stairs.
They're at the on the landing.
I would hate you.
There's no one there this morning. Everyone's going off to work and then I'll be back and I'll sort it. Here's where I'm at, okay? As you know, on Friday, we've been on about it now a bit, sorry. We have these radio awards. They're on in Kilkenny on Friday night. I told you last week on the show, me and my boyfriend Jack are going to go to Spain for a few days. We're going on Saturday.
Okay, right after.
Flight is at 2.
Ooh.
Need to leave Kilkenny early, be in Dublin Airport for 12. I know, like leave at whatever, 9:30, 10.
Okay.
Maybe. After that, I fly back into Dublin on Wednesday evening. And actually, here's a little bit of an in for you. I have to host an event for Spin in Waterford on the Thursday, right? But it's on early.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing this radio show from a random studio in Waterford next Thursday. It'll be strange, random, right?
Very random.
But I need to also be prepared to go directly from Dublin Airport to Waterford that evening for all of the above the next morning. So here's where I'm at.
Oh no, not this music again. No. No, I can't do this again. It's always chaos.
It is. So the first thing we need to look at here in terms of the three-point plan are communal things. Things that need to make it to every different situation and need to be moved across the bags, across the process. So obviously in the communal things is makeup, skincare, chargers.
Okay.
They need to make the moves across to all three locations and across three bags. They're going to go on a right journey here by this time next week. Bag number one is for the awards. Awards dress, shoes, jewellery, pyjamas, clothes for the airport the next day, plus all communal items will be needed.
Do you bring that awards bag with you on holidays?
Nope, that awards bag will stay in the car the next day and then we're going to move to bag two.
Okay.
So in the morning, I predict outside the hotel, I will move communal things into bag number two, all set for the airport.
Okay.
Bag two will be filled with Spain stuff, summary bits, a hair curler needs to go in there. That's really important.
You're saying that like you just remembered that.
She pointed at me
and she went, hair curler.
That needs to go in there. I'm going to put a star beside that one. All communal bits must come to Spain, but with a twist.
Okay. The music has stopped.
Communal things must be bagged up to get through security.
What?
Communal things are no longer just thrown in the bag. There now needs to be a method to the communal things that they fit into a lunch bag. So I need to measure the communal things and see how we're fixed before we get to Dublin Airport on Saturday. Do you see where I'm at, right?
Yeah, I do.
At this point, dirty bag one stays in car. Unwashed for a week.
Yeah, we've got two bags now. We're left with two bags.
We're on to bag two. It's easier. Then we go to Spain and that's grand. We get back to Dublin Airport. Bag goes back in boot with bag one, which is probably stinking a fake tan and sweat by now from the week of dancing and the week before. Then we drive to Waterford and we pull out bag number three. First thing we do, we move over the communal bag.
What are we moving?
We're moving the communal bag just over. The makeup, the skincare and the chargers for the next day.
Curler.
They all... No. We'll probably just do a straight look for the event. That'll be fine. Rock into my granny's house. Knock, knock. How are you? In that bag, I need pajamas for that night.
Okay.
For staying at my granny's. I need cozy clothes for doing the show from a random studio in Waterford on the Friday morning.
Yes.
I need clothes for the event, full outfit, hosting duties, so bits and bobs needed. And I also, I could probably go back to the comfy clothes that I wore the day before, or for the show, back to Dublin that night.
Is this all a bit too much? Is this a bit, like, are you freaking out?
Oh, I hate my life.
Okay.
The communal things are there as well. And then I thought to myself, what could I do to make my life easier? So I bought a 3-pack of toothbrushes yesterday and I said, one is going in each bag.
Oh, very good.
Because you may be absolutely sure that a toothbrush will not make it.
Yeah. What else can you make communal?
In the communal bag, no. That's specific toothbrush. The communal, Dave, I don't think you understand. No, these are things that can be reused. I can't reuse underwear and stuff. So they, underwear and socks. I actually bought a 5-pack of underwear and pennies yesterday and a 5-pack of socks. So I'm going to dot the socks and stuff between the few and then add some of my own as
well. Okay, I'm with you.
It's just very stressful.
It sounds, I'm stressed.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm checking my Whoop here. My thing is at 2.9.
I'm really not looking forward to
this. This is not good, man.
You're on spin.
What do I say now?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's Picture This with Things Are Different on your number one hit music station. You're on spin and we are back to winning ways on the cash machine. I had a winner yesterday and a brand new, very juicy amount. Over 40 grand to go to. Ooh. Give you those details really soon.
For now though, welcome to the 1st of October. I feckin' hate Halloween.
I know, it's sick.
I hate it. And, you know, for the next 4 minutes, I'm going to talk about how it could be better and how I will embrace it this year. I understand I probably need to embrace it. I haven't done so in a long time, and I know people absolutely love Halloween.
I'm a Grinch when it comes to Halloween. I'd be closing the curtains. Don't buy sweets for kids. I'm just like, stop trying to scare me. The world is scary enough.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not why I dislike it.
Oh.
I don't like dressing up. I don't like the colour orange. So there's a couple of things that I think need to change if I am to really get into Halloween this year.
Okay.
And so I've come up with a list, and I would like you to all agree to these rules, and then I shall embrace Halloween.
Okay, so everyone needs to follow your lead on this.
Everyone in Dublin needs to
sure,
do this.
Sure, okay? Of course, yeah.
We start off with everyone needs to start putting absolute minimal effort into their costume. We are talking minimal. I don't want anything out of the, like, out wild or extraordinary.
Nothing that Aisling would normally work on.
Exactly. Anything Aisling Bonner would wear, I don't want it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, for example, a couple of years ago, I went as a radio station. How did I go as a radio station? I got the radio station stamp that they would put, like, you know,
if you're a guest on something.
Yes. And I put it on my forehead. And I went as the radio station. Mm. So, I mean, that's the type of level of dressing up I like.
I went to my friend's birthday, which is during Halloween, and forgot it was a fancy dress. So I just took some eyeliner that's brown and put a moustache on me and went in.
Brilliant. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Very, very Halloween-y.
Thank you.
It's Dave Halloween.
Mm.
Stop carving pumpkins. What in God's name is the point in that? It is the most odd tradition that we have. I know it's an Irish thing. It's like Irish and, you know, Samhain and things like that. It smells, it's gross, it's orange, which is just so not my colour. And I just don't like it. I think it needs to be stopped. Mm. It's so weird.
Sometimes I think when there's a little candle in them, though, it's kind of cute.
I think you can get, like, ceramic ones that are just as cute.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. I want to continue because this hasn't happened since I was 7 years old.
Mm.
Money in your dinner on Halloween. Little coins that were wrapped up in like cling film or tin foil, and they were put in like your mashed potatoes. They were meant to be put in your curly kale, but obviously I'm me, so I don't eat curly kale.
Kind of lethal, that wasn't it? A little coin you could be swallowing.
Yeah, it was, to be fair, but I think you'd kind of see it sticking out, wouldn't you? So I want that back because that's kind of fallen off.
Mm.
And I want that back. Even as a 29-year-old man, I want that back. The days of black cats and bangers and fireworks, they're gone, okay? They're finished. How about these nice little rock things that you throw on the floor and they go and make a little spark.
Sparks.
They're nice. You could throw multiple at one time. They're fun.
You get a little pack for good value, if I remember correctly.
Exactly. Like, they're all in sawdust for some reason.
Yeah, fun.
No one really ever understood why they were.
I liked them.
Yeah, they were great. Get rid of the other things. We don't need them. They scare the animals.
Yeah.
Bring back little sparklers and little rocks that you throw on the floor.
I'm genuinely not into fireworks on Halloween.
No.
They're crap, like.
They're crap.
Yeah, you're not doing a good job.
I just feel bad for the dogs.
Yeah.
That's all. I just really feel really, really bad for the dogs. I think you can do all that with like drones and things now. Just do it with drones. I'll make the noise with my mouth. No more scare farms or these haunted walks.
Mm.
I just don't understand why you would pay money. Was it good? Yeah, we got the life scared out of us.
Yeah.
Why? That doesn't sound fun to me at all. And oh yeah, no, awful. And lastly, make trick-or-treating like an all-age thing. I think that should just be a thing. You should go out in like at different times of the night. Do you know what I mean?
So
like
seven,
the kids
eight.
Go out at 5 o'clock. Do you know what I mean? And then like maybe the teens go out at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. And then the adults go out, you know what I mean? Like
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and we go trick or treating as well. I want the bag of
You should just show up and ask for a drink.
Exactly.
People's houses.
And I also think that they should have those things that they do in America sometimes where it's just in a bowl. Because obviously if all adults are out at the same time, you couldn't be knocking on people's doors being like trick or treat because they're not home. They're trick or treating too. So it should be in a bowl. Should we have sweets in a bowl? Be like, just take one. I will take seven. But I think it's a nice thing to do.
Okay, cool.
So that's what I do. I will embrace Halloween if all of those, you know, all of my demands are met.
I was just about to say, there's quite a lot of demands in there. A lot of things are going to have to change.
I don't think there's anything too mad.
No, a lot of people will be worried about the lack of pumpkin sales this year if you have your way.
Just think about it before you buy it. Do you need it? No.
Never give me grief when I'm like Christmas again, do you hear me?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is spin.
I have told you that I'm going to embrace Halloween this year for the first time ever because I usually hate Halloween. I just find it pointless.
You said you'd embrace Halloween with a big if.
Well, I did, to be fair. I came up with a list of demands that I think should be met if I'm to embrace Halloween this year. If you missed them, you can check them out on our podcast, Fully Charged Recharge, later on today. But I came up with a couple of things like stop carving pumpkins and stop with the colour orange and let's stop with fireworks and let's just all put minimal effort in to dressing up. Mm. People aren't happy.
No, they're not. They're not at all. Jonathan says, Dave is draining me. I don't think that's good feedback.
Draining you of your blood. Ha, mwah, ha, ha, ha. Happy Halloween.
Robbie says, Dave, you need to go into power save mode on Halloween. You sound like no crack.
I am no crack. Who said that?
Robbie.
Give me their name and their number.
Robbie.
And address. I'm going to trick or treat on your house, Robbie. I'm going to be wearing minimal effort costume as well. You're going to love it.
And you're going to know it's him because he'll just have a little clown nose on. And
what do you do with your pumpkin? Stadia.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Cheeky Tuesday. You can get your favourite foods for less every Tuesday.
Just gone 8:30. What is the crack?
Come on, Padraig.
What's the story out there, Padraig?
Good morning, friends. M50 southbound traffic is slow between...
I need to today sort this out. My boyfriend Jack lives in the UK and he's obviously staying with me quite a bit when
he's
over.
Are you used to saying my boyfriend yet?
No, it still makes me...
Is it weird?
It's cringe. But anyway.
Me fella.
No, that's even worse. All of it's bad. Anyway, Jack spends all his time obviously staying with me. And the big step is that he's over again today for the next few days. And he's been hinting at this a little bit with the packing and the over and backing and the Dublin airport now having the rules back in that you have to separate your liquids and all that. That he'd kind of like his own drawer in my house. Now, just to say, I have my own drawer at his house, okay? That was established a few weeks ago. Yeah, I came over one day and I was very surprised by that. He was like, see that drawer? I just cleared it out for you if you wanted to like put anything in there. And I was like, oh. Thanks.
Wow, so, yous really are moving quick.
No, but little things that like lads wouldn't have. Like Christ, the first time I had a shower at his house, I literally like poked my head out and shouted, do you have any shampoo or anything? And he was like, no, I'll go to the shop. And I was like, yeah, please do.
Every time we do an impression of him, I totally forget he's English. I'm like, why is she doing that accent? And I'm like, oh yeah.
So I just
stood English.
There in the shower for like 10 minutes while he went to the shop and got shampoo and conditioner. And I was like, a bit of face wash, Nick? What is this? What does it do with this on my face? Anyway,
lads. Aren't we just, we're something else.
Sure look. Bits like that. So now it's my turn, right, to impress. And I think it would be cute to like have a few bits in the drawer when he arrives. But I'm looking for your help on this morning. I suppose, number one, if you're a man, what would you love in your drawer at your girlfriend's house? Or two, maybe you live with your fella or whatever. What can't he really go without?
Yeah.
What does he need? Or, yeah, whatever the case may be. So 087 711 1038. I'm thinking, just to kick it off, basics. Jocks, socks.
Penny's so you're just going to go out and buy these for him?
Like, I'm thinking just nothing too crazy, into pennies, jocks and socks, a little 5-pack each. At least that's just there and you don't have to pack it all the time, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I'm thinking,
does he not bring his own jocks and socks?
No, he does. This is the point, though, to make it easier that you don't have to think about those things. But obviously, I'm not a man and I'm famously always single, apart from now. So I don't really know much about what to put in here, you know?
Okay.
Orla's just been on. Orla, what do you think should go in this man drawer?
What? Let him put his own in it. But seriously, what are you doing? Holding his hand? Stop. I thought the younger generations were better than that.
No, I just want to see like, a little...
We're nice.
A little treat.
Yeah. No, a And if it's a little, oh, a little too, oh, that's not for the air.
No.
We can't have that in the airways.
When I say treat, I mean socks. Like, do you know what I mean? Nothing that exciting. But
that's a treat in Emma's eyes.
Maybe, I'll tell you, a good thing would be to put in a deodorant that you like the smell of.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout, you
that's
know.
Smart. You'd be walking around
isn't
in
it?
Pink Dove.
Yeah,
absolutely. No, a manly one, you know. Mm. You know, there's a lovely one in Rituals. It's gorgeous, the men's one.
Sorry, you went from you're holding his hands to Rituals. Yeah. There,
yeah. Well, no. This is all about you. The smell is what you're smelling.
Right,
so
thanks.
No.
Okay.
No, listen to me. Did you buy that niece of yours the stuffed Dalmatian?
I didn't, but she did well out of me and Smith's. Don't worry about it.
She did very
that's
well.
That's okay. Or I forgive you.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great day.
Take care, guys. I always do. Good luck.
Bye.
Legend.
Orla. She was mad. lovely Orla.
Finger on the dial. Our finger on the buzzer there very quickly.
I feel like I could really be one of Jack's best friends in Ireland if I really help him out with this. Mm. Like, well, I'm trying to think, what are some good stuff that us men love? Grr. Get a monster trucks. I don't know. What do men like? I'm not really the one to go, the go-to guy for that kind of stuff. But yeah. If you're a guy listening, what do you think? What would you like in your man drawer?
Yeah.
At Emma's house. And don't be going mad now. Right, she's not made of money. Don't become mad.
087-711-103. Get in touch. What needs to go in the man drawer? He arrives later today. I need to do this today.
Oh, does he?
I'm telling you, over the last little while on the show this morning, my boyfriend Jack, who lives in the UK, is naturally spending quite a lot of time here, and he's kind of been hinting at this idea of kind of having a drawer in my house just so he can leave his stuff.
How has he been hinting?
The first hint was that he did it for me.
A few weeks ago.
And I was like, oh yeah, cool, might have to have a look. And he was like, oh sure, I know your room's very small, you mightn't have space, would you? And I was like, oh, like, I was like,
oh,
and he was like,
oh, that is good at hinting.
Yeah, bit of hinting going on. So I was saying, he's due over today. What do I put in this kind of manly drawer? I know I don't have to do anything, but I think it would be quite nice to just have a few bits in there already. Like, cutesy? No?
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Very nice.
Asking for your advice, because I'm not a man and I don't really know what to put in there. 087-711-103. What do you think I should get into the drawer today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm reckoning, I don't know, it sounds like he's kind of excited if he's sort of hinted. He's given you yours and now he's kind of asking for his. This sounds like a ritualistic thing for him. So, I don't know. I reckon he's excited for it. So, maybe he's looking forward to actually going out with you and shopping for things to fill it. So, I'd say put nothing in, to be honest.
Really?
Oh, really?
Interesting. Okay. Kind of don't...
I think it's a whole experience for him. Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of nice.
That's actually very cute, Mark, and a very interesting point.
Yeah.
Damn it.
it's really
you having to do anything at last minute.
Yeah, it's really nice way of saying don't spend a dime.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. You wanted to do it. Yeah.
No, that's actually
that, Mark.
Very insightful. Thanks, Mark.
Good show.
No problem at all. Have a good one, lads.
You too, Mark. Best. Good luck.
Bye. Orla was also in touch. Send us a voice note.
You need to get him an Udi. Get him an Udi, because when it's cold in the winter, men love putting on girls' Udis.
Oh, that is a great shout, Orla. A little Udi.
Yeah.
So cute.
They are very nice.
I'll definitely just wear it when he's on around, though.
I have one of them. They're savage.
They're class.
They're so good. Darren was on. He said, an old Nokia 3210 charger, a menu from a Chinese that closed down about 10 years ago, sticky tape and screwdrivers. So when I was thinking of man drawer, I was thinking the exact same thing. I have a list of things I was going to put in the man drawer. Every single one of those things was on it.
No way.
You forgot. The only one you forgot, Darren, was Allen keys. You totally forgot the Allen keys.
It's funny.
It's just to keep them on your toes. He'd be thinking, is there another guy in there?
Yeah.
Some more to add to that. A bag of batteries that don't work, but you keep anyway.
Exactly.
No, and like washers as well.
A penknife. An AIB card reader.
Yes.
That's in there.
Biros
as well.
With the lids missing.
Remotes for TVs he doesn't own anymore.
That's brilliant.
An old iPod.
Yeah, I'm thinking for all his though. So Dave has also got in touch, right? 087-711-103. Get him a book on the famine. As a Brit who arrived 25 years ago, I would have appreciated knowing about it and the significance of 800 years. Once he has those, he'll be grand, a keeper. I love the fact of him opening the drawer, seeing lovely jocks and socks and snacks and whatever else you can find, and then just right in the middle, a book on the famine.
That's just
a sticky note, like, know your place.
I'll be going to an Easton's today, looking for a book on the famine. Some light reading for you there, pal, before we go to sleep. Oh, no, good night. Read your famine book now. You've a bit of learning to do. Yeah, now, what chapter are you on? Yeah, chapter 4 is when it gets really bad now. Listen, Pess, Nadine's standing by. What do you think, Nadine?
Yeah, I think, like, socks, shocks, a little pair of, like, pyjamas for chilling around the house.
Yeah.
his favourite snacks. A 2-in-1, like shampoo and conditioner, because they don't really do separate.
I right. thought you meant a 2-in-1, like a... Did you get curry chips?
No, like, yeah. You know the way you can buy, like, the Head and Shoulders 2-in-1? Because yeah. I don't really know any men who would do, like, shampoo and wash that out and then put the conditioner in and wash that out. They're just too lazy.
Yeah, we don't do it. Fair. Not like that.
Okay, good stuff in there. Anything else?
A couple of his favourite snacks, like, if you're having a little movie night.
That's so cute.
That is cute.
You know, like, they're all making those boo baskets on TikTok, so maybe something similar to that, but just put it in his drawer.
Yeah, that's really, really cute.
If I know Jack, I know he loves a boo basket.
No, that's class, Nadine. Really, really good stuff. Wouldn't have thought of a couple of them, especially the snacks. So thank you, pet.
You're welcome.
See you, Nadine.
Whoever is lucky to have you is lucky to have you.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Good luck, Nadine. Have a great day.
Thank you. I just
want to wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, David, Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning to you.
Morning. What are we, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Best day of the week, I say.
Oh yeah, we love a Tuesday around here.
Love it.
Do you know what? Because we sarcastically say that we love Tuesdays so much, I'm starting to think that I do.
I'm starting to think I love them.
I'm like, oh my God, yes. We mean that ironically.
It's okay. All about faking it till you make it.
Yeah, true. Isn't that it?
I got post yesterday. And nice. I hate getting posts.
Oh, I always think I'm in so much trouble.
I hate it so much. I hate getting posts. I got something though. Interesting. I got a new bank card.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because my bank card is expiring this month. Which is weird because 2 months ago, I got post. And in that post, I got a bank card.
Oh.
I now have 2 bank cards. And I've looked it up. Doesn't mean double the money.
What a shame.
What an absolute shame.
I like the way you say bank.
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 Bank card. Mm. So I've no idea why they've sent me 2.
Mm.
I don't know.
The problem you have now is one of them isn't going to work and you don't know which one, so you're going to have to carry around 2 like a big tick.
And also, so it's AIB, right? And I remember like ringing them up and being like, hi, why did you send me this card? Because my card doesn't expire until like, you know, October. This was back in like June. And she was like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, great sound. And I was like, so I tried to like, I tried to go and tap the card to like activate it because I thought you had to like use the card to activate it. So I put it in the, actually put it in the machine. Apparently you need to go to an AIB ATM.
Yeah.
And like put in the code and all. Yeah. And that'll get it to work.
I just use Apple Pay. Honestly, lads, if you don't accept my phone, you don't get paid.
But I don't think the Apple Pay is going to work. If I haven't activated the card, so I have to go to an ATM that's an AIB. I'm like, for God's sake. I love in some ways how AIB, you can just like transfer the money. That's great. Do you know what I mean? But other ways, it's like, why do I need a card reader to transfer more than a grand? Why do I need to go to an ATM to activate the card?
Yeah, bit old school that.
Bit old school. Mm. Bit old school.
Have you gone to the ATM yet?
No. I only got the post yesterday.
God, I haven't been to an ATM in so long. Actually, kind of excites me that you're going to an ATM.
Yeah, it does.
I haven't done.
I always wonder when you go to an ATM, it's like, what if they give me too much money?
I know.
Do they then figure that out? Yeah, they will.
Yeah.
It's terrifying. Anyway,
actually thinking, because I'm going to Spain for a few days, I was going to make it a cash holiday. I swear, I was thinking about that.
A cash holiday?
I was like, maybe I'll just take out money, because like, cash is way more still king in Spain than
Facebook mams would love you.
I know. Thinking about that, I can't wait for the
cash is king, Emma. Cash is king.
Let's go. I want to talk to you about Channing Tatum's daughter because she is a fine Irish dancer. Would you believe?
She's an Irish dancer.
She is indeed. Yeah. So Channing Tatum and the little girl's mom.
Sorry, we need to address it. Am I right to stop the story and address it?
Channing.
Thank you.
Me and my friends used to call him Shanning.
Your friends were wrong.
Right. Anyway.
Proceed.
Shanning and his ex, Jenna Dwan. Is that her surname? Jenna Dwan, the girl from Step Up.
I only know Channing. Right. I don't know.
Anyway, they have paid tribute to their daughter. She's only 11 years young and she won big at a fesh over the weekend. And Channing was like all over this online, so proud, saying there's absolutely no words for how proud I am of this little girl. I'm freaking out, man. And under the post, you even see the Irish dance group Cartha. You know, they're very good here in Ireland. They come to being like fesh out of the year.
What's fesh?
Fesh is like an art fesh. So like it's an Irish dancing competition.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
He said fesh. That's so cool.
No, sorry. Cartha did.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But it was a fesh that she won.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So he's on Irish roots and all that. I don't know. But clearly dancing is in the family. Her parents are both very, very talented dancers. And then this morning when I was kind of looking into this news online, I came across this fascinating website.
Okay.
It's called Channing Tatum's Dancing Family Tree and the Type of Dancing They're All Good At .net. Right?
You sure it doesn't say Channing?
Channing Tatum's Family Tree and the Type of Dancing They're All Good At .net. A really insightful website.
Oh.
I came across some really good stats, okay? So let's talk about Channing first. As we know, Channing is an excellent erotic dancer.
Is he?
Have you seen Magic Mike?
I haven't. Is he in that?
He is Magic Mike. He is Mike of the Magic.
Oh.
He is Magic of the Mike. His skills have been also shown in the Step Up franchise. So we know that that is his genre of dance, if the genre of dance is even a thing. And that is his thing, okay? But then, not surprising really, when I was on Channing Tatum's Dancing Family Tree and the Type of Dancing They're All Good At .net, I discovered his grandmother was a fabulous cha-cha dancer back in the 50s.
Oh, very nice.
This just is all starting to make sense. They clearly, from generation to generation, just are really good at a particular kind of dance. I scoured down further then. His grandmother's dad's dad.
His grandmother's dad's
dad.
So his great-grandfather.
You need to keep up here, Dave, sorry. His granddad's dad was an outstanding belly dancer.
Sexy.
Would you believe? Really sexy dancer. He was dancing into his 80s, apparently.
Okay.
Belly dancing away. Great abs, even into his 80s, okay?
That's where Channing gets him.
But then let's get back to... Let's get back to his daughter then, because according to this website, there was like these dancing scientists over on this website as well. And they've been predicting the type of dancing that will likely become the next it thing should his daughter then have her own kids and then pass on this concoction of dancing trends and
right,
styles
okay.
on, okay? So the rumba is clearly the dance music you're listening to right now. And they predict that her kids have the potential to blend the characteristics of Irish dance with Cuban rumba.
Oh, very nice.
Very exciting.
Cuban rumba and Irish dancing. I'd be into it.
Think kind of Michael Flatley from going from a high kick into a slow, passionate ballroom dance and then throwing up the high kick.
And then cleaning the sitting room.
Pretty much.
Because the rumba.
Then they move further down the line and they predict that her great-great-grandson will be the next star of this whole new type of dance we haven't even heard of yet. It'll be way after we're dead. Called the flossying salsa rumba.
Can I just ask, what the hell is going on?
It's going to be a new style of dance, and it basically incorporates all of the really popular TikTok dances that became famous over years. They all encompass into one.
Okay.
And the variations are brought to the world stage by apparently her great-great-grandson.
Exciting.
Really exciting.
What's the timeline for this?
I can't remember.
You're talking 50 years?
Great-great-grandson, so she's only 11, so what, 20, 30, yeah, potentially 50, 60, 70 years down the line, yeah.
Right.
It's all ahead of us. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Mm. Once I figure out what's going on and what we've just talked about, I will be excited.
Channing Tatum's Dancing Family Tree and the Type of Dancing They're Good At.net. Check it out.
It's bookmarked.
You're on spin.
Morning, I never thought I'd be saying this, but there's a guy who's in Harvard who's, from the looks of it, not that smart.
Okay.
Right? He did an experiment, or an eggsperiment, if you will, which I've just realised makes no sense if you don't have context. His name is Nick. He decided to eat 720 eggs in 1 month to see what the effect would be on his cholesterol.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, I think it did have an effect. An eggsperiment, if you will.
Hey.
Let's go back to that one. At the end of the month, the Boston man found that his cholesterol levels had dipped by 20%. I have no idea what that means.
I think that's a good thing.
That is good, is it? Is that good?
I think it's good for your cholesterol level to be lower than very high.
Okay, very good. Well, if it's a 31-day month, that would mean that he ate an average of 23 eggs per day. It's only 5 eggs per bloke per day. But yeah, 23 eggs a day.
That's a lot of eggs.
Cormac from California could never. And he had them in every way, apparently. He had them scrambled, fried, omeleted, and deviled. He said, my colleagues and I come up with creative ways to try translate our awe and love for physiology and biology into something that is interesting and accessible to the public. So his way of being like explaining his job was to eat this many eggs.
Right, okay.
To be like, look at what happens. And he's really mad into metabolism. He finds it fascinating.
Really? He doesn't sound very exciting.
No, he doesn't. But that's not the only story I found like this today. Some woman also in America, shock, also has an interesting food habit. A 62-year-old retired military therapist struggling with extreme foot pain, inflammation and food addiction claims she lost 35 pounds, which is just under 16 kg, by eating only sardines for more than 3 months.
Ah, no, that's disgusting.
What in the Flint Lockwood is going on? Very niche reference for anyone who doesn't get that. It's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. You're welcome. Her name is Jane Crummett. Great name. And she eats 4 cans of sardines every day. I would imagine she does not have a fella.
I would say she also misses some crumbs.
No.
In her diet with a surname like Crummett. Like, just sardines is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, not good at all.
The smell.
So the question is kind of simple. What one food would you eat forever? Breakfast, lunch, dinner. This person has been eating eggs. This person has been eating sardines. What are you doing?
And just to say, are we taking out the whole idea of doing it for your health then? Yeah. As in, like, for your cholesterol and all that.
You take it. Loss. You take it for however you want to take it. But I'm like, I'm trying to think. Okay, fair. If you eat something really fatty, you're gonna be really unhealthy. Mm. Like, it's not like.
Okay, well, I'm taking the health and the metabolism and the scary stuff out of it, and just saying, I think I'd be quite happy for the rest of my life just eating bread every day.
Eating bread, see, but you'd get like, you'd need to go to the gym a lot.
I'm not even worried about that. Is it one food that I wouldn't get sick of? Every day, if that's all I could eat, I would have toast, I would have a bagel, I would have French baguette, I would have
garlic bread.
If I could eat like that every day, hence what you were saying about the weekend and everything, I would.
Pizza is bread.
Technically.
And that's what I think I put on my list, like a Bambino's like margarita pizza.
I'd survive on that.
Breakfast, no butter. Lunch, perfect. Dinner, grand.
Okay, and then rolled through. We're 2.5 years into this. How do you feel now?
See, I don't know. Does it still taste the same to me every time? Mm. Or am I so sick of it? Because if so, like profiteroles as well. I love profiteroles.
I think 2 or 3 years into the pizza situation, probably for breakfast, I'd peel off the cheese and just eat the crusts and stuff.
Yeah.
And then keep the, just to mix up the flavours. Then maybe for lunch, I'd just eat the cheese. And then for dinner, I'd have the whole lot. Mm. And the bits I pulled off.
I was thinking about what's the thing I eat the most during the week. And it's either sausages or rice. I think I have rice with every single dinner.
Nice. Basmati?
No, like brown rice. It needs to be healthy because I eat it so much.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. Pure power nutrition. It's all me. It's all the gym, bro. The proteins, bro. Mm. Do you know? I actually don't know if there's protein in rice. Is there protein in rice?
Couldn't tell you, Dave. Cool. It's a very small percentage, though, I'd say.
I'd say it was rice or sausages because I used to like sausages in a roll or for lunch and stuff.
Literally
like
just a second ago, both of us went up to make something in the canteen. I poured out 2 scoops of porridge with a few seeds, half a banana and a few grapes. And I'm looking beside me going, I just wish I had this man's metabolism. He poured probably 3 days worth of Cocoa Pops into one bowl, filled the top with full fat milk.
It was full fat milk as well.
I went for the little pink carton in the corner for a little miserable dribble on my little porridge. And I swear to God, the guy is in much better nick than I am. It's so unfair. Like, why? It's not fair. Anyway, there's my 2 cents.
I'm just really into metabolism.
Whatever.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We have a fabulous prize to go later this week, all with thanks to Now. We'd love to send you off to Manchester. Stay in a 5-star hotel at Gotham Hotel. It's the Gotham Hotel, should I say, in Manchester. It's all because we're celebrating the launch of the new show that everyone is talking about at the moment. It's The Penguin. You can stream it exclusively with the Now Entertainment membership. New episodes every Monday.
Yeah, it's a deep dive into the mind and backstory of one of the most iconic Batman villains as we follow Colin Farrell's transformation from our unassuming crime boss into the Penguin.
What I love about this is no one is going to go home with nothing. Everyone will win something from this as well.
This.
But obviously everyone vying for the big prize to head to Manchester, stay in that 5-star Gotham Hotel.
Vying is a great word.
I like the word vying, yeah. Edward and Natalie are on to give this a go this morning. Let's chat to you first, Edward, on your heading out the door to work. What do you do for work?
I'm a delivery driver. I do logistics.
Oh, very nice. Delivery driver who does logistics.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, it's just like, so we do obviously same day deliveries and we go to businesses, we collect items, we get them out for the kind of same day deliveries.
High pressure though, I'd say. You'd be like, it's coming up on 5. Quick.
Yeah.
You're just constantly on the road.
Yeah,
constantly on the road.
I'd say so.
And Natalie, how are you this morning?
All good. How are you?
We're good.
Where are you? You sound like you're in a big open room.
I am. I'm just at home at the moment.
Oh, very nice.
Nice big open room.
What's the plan for the day, Natalie?
Not much. I'm not well today, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You dosed.
I am.
Oh, no. You poor thing.
I hear it in your throat and nose and all that, yeah?
It is, yeah. It's all in my sinus.
Oh, not good at all. Well, rubbish. Definitely have a duvet day, I'd say, if you can, Natalie. And let's see if we can win you some prizes. Right. Here's how this is going to work. We're exploring the Gotham Hotel, where you'll be staying if you win our end-of-the-week prize. Behind nine of the hotel doors is the penguin. You don't want to find the penguin. You want to avoid him. You want to hear the... That's what you want. That's the door you want. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. So if you find the winning door, you'll win a 6-month Now Entertainment membership and go into that draw on Friday. You were on first, Edward. So do you want to pick any random door between 1 and 10?
7's my lucky number, so I'll go 7.
Let's go 7.
Trust me, it's just the beginning.
Oh, that sounds like the penguin to me.
No good. Oh, okay, no. Natalie, over
Ryan,
to you.
Natalie, what do you think?
Number 3.
I'll be running the whole damn trade.
There's the penguin again.
Yeah, it was number 3 yesterday, I think.
Edward,
3 is
over
gone.
To you.
Let's go 5 down the middle.
5.
I'm working on it.
Ah.
Everyone's trying to get into producer Callum's psyche here. Let's go right down the middle to number 5.
All right, back to you, Natalie.
Number 6.
And I'm here now. I'll be calling the shots.
Oh, I had a good feeling about number 6, and it's not
that. It honestly goes one way or the other way on this.
Edward,
back to
you.
Either it's one on the first go, or it goes and goes and goes.
Let's go number 10.
10.
That should be the American dream right there. Your own beautiful story.
God, you guys are obsessed with Colin Farrell. He's just everywhere. Right, back to you, Natalie. Here we go. This is the winning one.
Number 2.
Not that I'm complaining.
It doesn't help that he just laughs at you open the door.
Edward.
Okay, Edward, you can choose between 1, 4, 8 and 9.
Let's go 8.
And I'm here now.
Oh my God.
I'll be calling the shots.
We swear we're not doing this on
Kayla
purpose.
Hayes needs to get on air at 10 o'clock. We've got to get this going.
All right, Natalie, come on. You got 1, 4 or 9?
Number 4.
That should be the American dream right there. Your own beautiful story with a happy ending.
I love this game. Edward, you got a 50-50 chance of this 6-month Now Entertainment membership and to go in that draw. What is it, 1 or 9?
Oh, let's go. I'll just go 9.
I'm so sorry, Natalie. Congratulations to you, Edward. Natalie, you're not going home empty-handed, though. You do have a 3-month Now Entertainment membership to curl up on the couch with later on today for your duvet day, all right?
Oh, that's lovely. Thanks very much.
No problem, Natalie. Have a great day. Edward, congratulations. 6-month Now Entertainment membership, and you are in that draw to win a trip to Manchester.
Nice. Thank you very much. It's a great great start to Tuesday.
Cheers,
it is indeed,
enjoy your
it?
Logistic driving.
Do. Yeah, enjoy that.
Yes.
Good luck, Edward.
It'll be a good day on the road. Thank you so much.
I love it. Good luck, man. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll give you another chance to get into that draw and win with Now. On tomorrow's show, we'll do that before 7:30
Sounds
in the morning.
Good.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.